Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode 37 of Real Estate Investing in New York with me, Christina Kramidis. And in this episode, we are going to be discussing a very interesting update that has happened in Brooklyn that may prove to be a golden real estate investment opportunity. So stay tuned. We're covering everything here. All right, guys, we're going to jump right in with what this opportunity is out in Brooklyn. This is occurring in the neighborhood of Gowanus. Gowanus was a previously very industrial neighborhood. There is some residential properties there, but it is significantly industrial. Gowanus is perfectly situated on the northwest side of Brooklyn, directly to the west of the neighborhood Park Slope and directly east of the neighborhood Carroll Garden. Gowanus is serviced by the R, the F, and the G subway lines, so it has excellent train proximity. And again, this area was very industrial, and recently legislation has been passed to rezone Gowanus to residential. So this is bringing thousands of new residential units onto the market as this neighborhood becomes more and more residential. In order to understand why this might be a golden opportunity for real estate investment, because it's not only the fact that there are new residential units that are going to be hitting the market, there's something else at play here that's very important. You need to first understand what a tax abatement is and what a 421A tax abatement is in New York City real estate. The 421A tax abatement was a program that was originally introduced in the 1970s to help encourage development. So developers were able to build a residential building and actually be exempt from paying property taxes for anywhere from 10 years to 25 years. So this meant that the developers didn't have to pay property taxes. And when the owners of these condos purchased in these buildings, the owners did not have to pay property taxes either for several years. And as the tax abatement starts to expire, your property taxes that you're paying creep up to regular market rate. And then finally, the tax abatement expires and the incentive period is over. This is a very valuable thing when it comes to New York City real estate because it means that someone can purchase an apartment and have very low monthly payment obligations for quite a while. However, the 421A tax abatement is no longer here in New York anymore. It's no longer active. This is an expired program, which means that no more are we going to be able to see new developments come up that have these 25 years of no property taxes. Many people, when they're searching for properties in New York, will try to find apartments that are available in buildings with existing tax abatements, because since there are no new buildings going up with new tax abatements, this is the next best option that you have if you're looking to have low monthly cost obligations for a few more years. In order for a new building that's going up today to still have their 421A tax abatement, since it is an expired program, is for the building to have begun construction back in 2022. And there is a deadline for the building to be completed and ready to welcome unit owners by June 15th of 2026. So now back to Gowanus. Gowanus had a lot of new development projects that were started based on the rezoning legislation that had been passed in 2021. So as soon as we knew that Gowanus was going to start becoming much more residential, there were a lot of new projects that got started. However, these projects got delayed because of residual issues coming off of the pandemic. There were supply chain issues. There were staffing issues. There were other significant issues when it came to Gowanus as a neighborhood in general, because since it was coming over from being industrial, there were a lot of environmental cleanup projects that had to happen. There were a lot of inspections that needed to be passed before the neighborhood was considered ready for residential. And of course, with the neighborhood turning to becoming residential versus industrial, there were going to be thousands of more people living in this area using the resources. So the infrastructure needed to be updated in order to accommodate this many people living in the neighborhood. So because of these lingering issues from the pandemic. A lot of this stuff got delayed. The neighborhood got a little bit delayed in terms of how soon it would be ready. And developers that were building buildings over there had to pause their projects. And actually, some of them had difficulty securing financing for their projects, again, because of these issues coming off the pandemic. Building was a little bit slower. Things did not go according to plan. So because of this, these buildings missed their opportunity to take advantage of the 421A tax abatement. However, Governor Hochul recently signed legislation that will allow the developers of these existing projects in Gowanus to apply for a similar comparable new program. This program is going to be run by New York State Empire State Development, or otherwise known as ESD. And what this is going to allow developers to do is ESD will buy the land and the property back from developers so that the developers do not have to pay property taxes while the building is being built. And they're going to hold on to these properties until the buildings are complete. The ESD is then going to lease these properties back to developers, and developers are going to pay ESD a much smaller amount for the property than they would have had to pay in property taxes. And the payment that they're going to be making to the ESD is called a pilot payment. And pilot stands for payment in lieu of taxes. So this savings will be passed on to people who purchase condos in the buildings that are going up in this neighborhood, because the program is going to last for several years, the same way that the 421 abatement lasted. So this effort is really going to resuscitate those projects in Gowanus that had previously been paused. And then finally, at the end of the incentive program, the buildings will have the opportunity to buy their land back from the ESD. If you're familiar with the Battery Park neighborhood of Manhattan, you'll see that this plan is very similar to the arrangement that is currently going on in Battery Park City, with the pilot payment and all of the buildings in that neighborhood being leased from land that is owned by New York. So why does this matter to you? Gowanus is about to release, as these projects become ready for sales, thousands of new residential apartments onto the market. And people are going to have the opportunity to buy into buildings for a very low price when it comes to their monthly obligation for property taxes, which is going to stimulate this area. Even though Gowanus has already significantly increased in value since this legislation has passed, to be exact, Gowanus has increased in value by 17.2% year over year already. But despite that being the case, there's still a ton of room for appreciation as this neighborhood continues to develop. As new people are coming into the area, you're going to see restaurants open, shopping destinations open, bars will be opening, and everything that a real neighborhood needs in terms of neighborhood amenities is going to start to creep up. There's going to be parks that are opening, green space, and it's going to become a real neighborhood destination. So even though there was already an increase in property value there, that was really just the beginning for people who knew about this, or for people that were really, really up to date on what was going on over in that neighborhood. However, there's going to be tons of room for continued increases in the value of these properties moving forward. So if you are looking for a primary residence, or maybe you're a first-time home buyer and the monthly cost is a concern for you, you can buy into a building and have very low monthlies for several years. So this is a great option for you if you're interested in the Gowanus neighborhood of Brooklyn. And additionally, for real estate investors, for someone who is looking to buy an investment property and rent it out, you are looking at cap rate. Cap rate is calculated by looking at your income versus expenses on a property. So investors are looking into cap rates very closely when they're deciding where they'd like to purchase. And this makes a great opportunity for investors as well. So what are the risks involved? It's definitely not a bad idea to seriously look into property in the Gowanus neighborhood. But if you're looking at the risk, similar to any other tax abatement incentive period in your traditional type of building, there will be an expiration date where your taxes are going to go back up to the regular market rate. So likely at the end of this arrangement between ESD and the buildings, there will be an expiration where this incentive will no longer be in place, and the taxes will be reassessed at that time, and they will decide decide what the market tax rate is going to be in the area. And the people who own condos here will have to pay your standard market rate property taxes. So this will pretty much guarantee that property taxes, which is your monthlies if you're a condo owner, will probably significantly increase at that time of the expiration. As for another risk, there is always the unknown of what exactly will happen at the end of the incentive period when the ESD is ready to sell the land back to the buildings or to the owners, and what is this land going to cost when this finally expires. So there's a little bit of an unknown in terms of how much is it going to cost for these buildings to own their land again. And maybe they may decide to actually continue a leasing program. If that's the case, then what will that renewal rate look like? It will likely be more expensive than where it was today to renew after all of those years. So of course, there's always the question of how much will my monthlies increase at the end of all of this? Strategically, as an investor, or even as a primary resident, you would always have the opportunity to buy now, take advantage of the savings, and sell that apartment before the incentive program expires. This is what a lot of people do, and it will allow you to, of course, take advantage of the savings and then not have to worry about the implications of the program expiring. In the near term, after a program expiring like this and monthly is returning to a higher amount, usually there's a little bit of a hit on the property value in the near term. And in the long run, it will all balance out because at the end of the day, you still have a beautiful apartment located in a thriving neighborhood in Brooklyn. And when it comes to those risks that I had mentioned, it is worth mentioning that New York doesn't necessarily have an incentive to sell the land back at a crazy high rate or jack up an extension on this lease agreement that would be so much more expensive than what the current residents and owners are used to, because this would ultimately displace the entire neighborhood. And you wouldn't expect that New York would choose to do something that would hurt people in that way. So the expectation would be that your costs will tend to always be in line with what a similar property would be charging in monthly taxes. And that's really the best way to look at it. So I hope that you have a clear understanding of this. Some of the information is a little bit more convoluted or a little bit more complicated. But if you ever have questions after listening to any of these episodes, you can always send me an email and I can additionally clarify for you. My email address is christina.cremitas@elliman.com. I love hearing from you guys, and oftentimes your questions help me decide what future episodes are going to be about. So I always appreciate your emails and your notes. I can be reached on my phone. It's very easy to find all of my information, all of my contact info. And if you enjoyed this episode and you found it useful, please share it. If you are watching on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel. And if you are listening on podcasts, share it with a friend, share it with someone that also wants to build their real estate empire in New York City. And as always, I am dedicated to making sure that everyone has an opportunity to achieve financial success by making intelligent real estate investment decisions today. Stay tuned for the next episode where we will be discussing agent relationships and the relationship that you have with your real estate agent and much more coming up. So stay tuned. Thanks, guys.